It's 8:57, 51 degrees. Time for a quick check of the commodity markets on this Friday morning. And sitting in for Bill Mayer today is Ed Dunn with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Brian.
And what do we got happening so far today?
Well, today is a continuation of a strong move yesterday in the commodity market, move higher on the grain side. The week in general, Brian's been kind of a tale of two halves. The first half, very quiet, not much happening on Monday and Tuesday or even Wednesday morning as we were anticipating the monthly USDA crop report, which came out. And as expected, it lowered national corn yields, increased national bean yields, still showed plenty of supply available, and thus by the end of the day, both corn and soybeans were down 8. But then we kind of had some excitement yesterday between improving export demand, some short covering by the funds. We've seen a double-digit move up in both yesterday, and then here we go today off with more positive numbers. You'd like to think that as we get to the last half of harvest that these rallies will continue to hold. Corn might struggle a little bit just because of worldwide supplies. So we got these corn back up over 350 again. It's going to struggle here, we think, through October. But as we get to the end of harvest, we can look for some more excitement. But looking at specific commodities, corn market of the week, November soybeans are at 969 right now. That's up 12 and 3 quarters. And that is also up 13 to 14 for the week. December wheat at 421 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter for the day. And that is up 26 to 27 cents for the week. Had a strong week for the wheat. On the livestock side, lean hogs are at 52.55. That's up $1.88 for the week. We got the cattle at 95.12. That's down $6 or $7 for the week. Crude oil been pretty quiet all in general. 49.81 last Friday to 50.47 right now, up 66 points. The dollar's at 97.84. That also has been pretty flat for the week, which has been helpful to the grain side. The Dow Jones market is at 18,240. I think you guys had mentioned that prior to me coming on. That's up 140 for the day, but, you know, unchanged for the week, which, when you go through the election news and everything, to get some unchanged action in the Dow is always good. As we look at what's happening on the fundamental side, Brian, in grain, we're noticing like basis levels, ADM Decatur, they're up 5 cents for the week on corn from 3 over to 8 over, even though the river basis levels are weakening. So again, some interesting things to watch as we finish up, but again, encouraged by what we're seeing in the grain market here this morning.
All right, Ed, thanks a lot for that report.
You bet. Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Ed Dunn with Strategic Farm Marketing joining us on this Friday. Sunny skies in your forecast today, high of 69 degrees. Warmer tonight, partly cloudy, the low 53. Partly sunny skies for the day tomorrow, and a high of 76 degrees. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.